بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل على أعرابي يعوده، وكان إذا دخل على من يعوده قال: لا بأس، طهور إن شاء الله. رواه البخاري. Yesterday we discussed the issue which Allama Tabari rahimahullah raised, that on the one hand Allah Ta'ala has kept in sickness an expression of His mercy in that it purifies one from sins, elevates one's stages, and causes one's ranks in the hereafter to be raised, takes one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet we find that despite all the many spiritual benefits that are found in sickness, whenever anyone would complain of sickness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua to Allah ta'ala that Allah must give this person shifa and cure, and remove the illness. So based on this, he explains that Allah Ta'ala has kept goodness in sickness also. Allah has kept goodness in health also. Sickness is Allah Ta'ala's test. We make sabr. In return for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all those various benefits. On the other hand, health also is a great ni'mat and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, many of us, when it comes to this quality of making shukr to Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given you ease, Allah has given you afiyat, we find more often than not, we only really appreciate Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us after we lose it. There's an Arabic expression, "An-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat." Then the ni'mat and bounty of Allah Ta'ala, when you lose it, then you realize the value. Whereas Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. This is takes the meaning of qasam. Allah says, I take an oath on my izzat and my jalal. You are going to be questioned. We will ask you about the ni'mats and bounties which we blessed you with. The first requirement of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat and bounty is to make shukr. Allah has given you health, make shukr. When you visit the sick, one is the reward of visiting them, reading the du'as that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi taught them, giving them comfort and consolation, etc. Telling them that Allah is blessing you in the sickness. But with that, ponder over the health which Allah gave you. And how much shukr did you make? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, when you make shukr, we take an oath and a qasam, we will continue increasing our ni'mat upon you. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam in the Quran, we normally, when we speak of their sabr. Ayyub alayhi salam, sickness. How other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam were tested, the hardships they went through. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hardships he went through, the sabr he made. But this aspect, unfortunately, many of us don't even realize the aspect of Allah's shukr. Allah Ta'ala speaks of Nuh alayhi salam in the Quran, ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا. Allah praises Nuh alayhi salam on his shukr in the Quran. Ibrahim alayhi salam, شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ اجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah praises the shukr of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allama Ghazali rahimahullah in his Ihya ul-Ulumuddin, he says, قَالَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. The ulama or the salafi salihin have given you a prescription that إِنَّهُ مَنْ أُعْطِيَ أَرْبَعًا لَمْ يُمْنَعْ أَرْبَعًا. Adopt four things. Those who are given four things will never be deprived of four things. The first of these things, man u'tiya shukran lam yumna'il mazid. The one who is given the quality of making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, he will never be deprived of those ni'mats and bounties increasing upon him. So this quality of shukr, Allah has given us health. This is also one very, very important aspect of visiting the sick. Don't just visit the sick with the intention of the reward and to give them comfort. Visit the sick so that you realize how much Allah has blessed you with health. And appreciate the ni'mats and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Because as I am mentioning again, one is sabr when there is hardship or test. The other hand, Allah has kept great, great reward and great return in shukr. And unfortunately, this quality of shukr, Allah complains in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Very few of my slaves will make shukr. So it's important that we develop this quality of shukr also in us. Coming to this riwayat, Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is the narrator. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala ala arabiyun, entered upon a, this term we would have heard it many, many times if you were listening carefully to previous ahadith, a'arab. A'arab literally translated means Bedouin, in other words, desert dweller. It has connotations of a person of very, very low social standing. In other words, poor, uneducated, like a nomad living in some tent in the desert. That's an Arab. So, important sabak and lesson we learn from this. That don't only visit this the rich. Don't only visit those who are prominent. In fact, this is one of the Ashratu Sa'a, the signs of Qiyamat, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come upon my ummah, ukrim al-rajul makhafata sharrihi, that their whole relationships and attitudes towards people will be based on the financial standing of that person, or the social standing. Sometimes when it's a rich person, janazah, very big crowd. Poor person, janazah, very small crowd. Somebody rich gets sick or prominent, everybody wants to visit that person. Visit the poor. Visit the downtrodden. Visit the disadvantaged. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha, Ahibbil masakeen wa qarribihim. Aisha, love the poor. Keep them close to you. Fa'inna Allah yuqarribuki yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will make you close to Him on the Day of Judgment. You want to find Allah, you will find Allah with the poor, with the downtrodden. So, Ulama Ikram has specifically mentioned under the Shara and commentary of this hadith that from this we learn the exhortation. It's an example of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's extreme humility. And Arab also has connotation of somebody who is uneducated. So it means the learned visit those that are uneducated also. Don't only visit those that are of your social standing or your academic standing. So, Dakhala ala Arabi, Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, in his kitab, he mentions the name of this Bedouin whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited. His name was Qais bin Abi Hazim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So, he says that Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon this Bedouin. And it was the noble practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he would visit someone who is sick, he would also mention this, the following words, La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. This is a very brief, short expression that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to this riwayat, Bukhari Sharif Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite when visiting the sick. Now what does this mean? La ba'sa. The first expression, la ba'as. This is a very common, even in colloquial Arabic, nowadays this is spoken. In other words, whenever you come I'm talking about Arabs now. If they come across somebody who's facing some problem or something, they say, La ba'as. In other words, don't worry. Don't worry. These are words of actually consolation and comfort. Don't become depressed. Don't be too overtaken by this sickness or problem or difficulty that you are experiencing. So in other words, it's words that you normally would say to offer comfort and consolation. The second expression, tahurun. Tahur comes from the root words taharat, ta, ha, and ra. So what is the aspect of tahur? In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to this person that the sickness of yours is mutahhir li dhanbik, mukaffir li aibik. It is a means of purification Allah has placed upon you for your sins. Tahur. Don't be too concerned. Allah is washing your sins. Allah is raising you. Allah is wiping away your weaknesses and your faults. Allah is raising your ranks in the hereafter. So, coming back, it's the same concept. In other words, words of comfort, words of consolation. Also, we learn from this that when you visit a sick person, no matter how sick that person is, don't go and depress that person by saying, hey, bhai, end of life is coming, you're going to have this problem, this pain, that difficulty, this hardship, and start giving the medical statistics or mortality rate of that sickness. Regardless of the person's condition, give him comfort. Let your visit to that person be a means of him getting some himmat, some courage. So that is what these words mean. La ba'sa tahurun, insha'Allah. Allah willing, Allah is wiping away your sins, Allah is raising your ranks, etc. One interesting point which ulama ikram raised in this particular hadith, unfortunately we've run out of time, so we'll continue on some other occasion. The aspect of, just to touch on it, the aspect of, if this is dua, we are taught one important principle. When you make dua, don't use the words insha'Allah for dua. Words insha'Allah is important to use. But don't say, Ya Allah, forgive me, insha'Allah. Allahumma ghfirli, insha'Allah. This actually, like I said, requires some detail. Inshallah, we'll continue, subhanAllah.